In today's episode, we are going to give a very important crypto market update and then go over some technical analysis for the Bitcoin, Ethereum, and top altcoin charts.
The trade war is over, the Middle East war is over, but it's time to be prepared for the next market shifting event.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Beanpod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today we have a very important episode. We are going to give you an overall crypto market update. We are going to give you technical analysis for Bitcoin, Ethereum, and top altcoins. And we are going to get you prepared for the next huge market shifting event.
This is an extremely important episode as we dive into Bitcoin. Bitcoin drives the market. If we know what Bitcoin's about to do, then we know what the rest of the market's about to do. If we look at Ethereum and we can figure out where it's headed, we know what altcoins are going to do. So this is a very important episode. We just had a war conflict that lasted all of 12 days. It dropped the price of Bitcoin substantially. Altcoins really bled out. Now that the trade war is kind of behind us, and it doesn't seem as though we're seeing much between China and the US anymore, and it was covered up by that war headline, and that's in the past, what is the next major event that is going to shift the markets drastically? We need to be on top of this right now.
Yeah, so we're going to get into everything you guys need to know in order to make sure your crypto portfolio outperforms the market. And remember, if you like this content, make sure to like, subscribe, and share this with a friend.
It looked like the market was poised to explode to the upside. Unfortunately, these headlines hit. Okay, we know that. What is the next thing we should be looking for? Well, in this episode, we've analyzed all the different data that is coming in currently, and we believe that interest rates will be driving the market over the next few months.
Yeah, you're right. Like, think about, look at the Bitcoin chart, look at altcoin charts right before this Iran-Israel, you know, the 12-day war hit. Things were poised to explode to the upside. Bitcoin was making a move towards 110K and above and was stopped in its tracks over the weekend, nonetheless, by a bunch of headlines, unfortunate headlines from the Middle East. Now, there's a few things that we want to look at in today's episode. One, how the stock market's been performing. Two, the interest rates, the inflation, unemployment, all these recessionary indicators. And I know there's a lot of data points, but what we're going to do in this episode is cut all the bullshit. We're going to break it down in simple terms so you guys can easily understand where the market is headed next and how to play this for your portfolio.
Everybody is screaming for interest rate cuts, thinking that it's bullish for Bitcoin, bullish for altcoins. But guess what? That is not the case. Look at the data. The pause from the Fed occurred in December of last year. Bitcoin's up 70% since then. We don't need interest rate cuts. And to that point, it really boils down to the size of the interest rate cut. So we have some data in this episode, which we'll share with you, that will really dictate if we're going to enter a bear market shortly or a bull market.
100%. So let's look at what's happening right now with U.S. inflation. U.S. inflation has actually dramatically cooled. The CPI rose just 2.4% year over year as of last month, and energy prices are down 3.5% from a year ago. This is why the Fed has paused. It has not cut rates for 6 months. But the one thing we need to look at now is the expected effects of the trade war, the tariff war, right? And Powell said something to the effect of, if there was no trade war, they would have already cut rates, right? Because when you have a trade war, when you have tariffs, the price of goods is expected to increase. And some of this is priced into the market, but there is some uncertainty as to how much this is going to affect the economy. So I think this actually could be seen as potentially bullish, right? Because as some data that you're going to reveal shortly, if the Fed cuts interest rates too quickly and cuts aggressively, like 50 basis points, if you look at the data, that's actually counterintuitive and not so bullish for the markets, right?
Yeah. So why has the Fed paused for so long? They want to see the information, the data come in from these tariffs. The two Trump appointees that's in the Fed are calling for interest rates as soon as July. Market participants and the data come in is calling for 80% of participants are expecting cuts in September. Again, it's the size of the cut that matters. So I went back and looked at some data, and a small preemptive cut in a stable environment equals good. So we saw this in 1995 and 1998. These were just 0.25% cuts, right? Quarter basis points. The market rose 15% and 20% the 6 months later. 86% of the time since 1920, the market is higher 12 months later on small cuts. However, a large cut delivered in desperation, let's say in a recessionary period, is viewed as bad. So 2001, 2007, 2008, and 2020, when we saw a 0.5 basis point cut, we saw a negative 20, a negative 10, a negative 40, and a negative 50% decline. That is absolutely massive. It did, however, lead to V-shaped recoveries. But what we want to be watching for right now is the size of the cut. Yeah. So little cut, good. Big cut, bad.
Yeah, and I think it seems that everything that's going on in the global macro economy is pointing to that scenario being the one that comes true. When you look at the analysts, when you look at the Fed's language, you know, the color of Powell's tie, it all kind of says, look, I don't think they're going to be aggressively cutting, which would lead to a potentially bearish situation. But there are still some, you know, the recession indicators, it's not like we're out of the woods yet, right? So things like unemployment data. Well, unemployment data has come in not terrible. There's a stat here we'll pull up. So historically, once the jobless rate begins to drift up off the bottom, a recession has followed within 1 to 2 years. And that's a key point, because I think right now, this is why the timing of this episode is so important, is there could be a further drop happen further in the future. So I think our window to make money here is potentially coming up in the next 6 to 12 months, followed by potentially a more dramatic drop, which is why you need to stay tuned to these episodes, because just because we may be out of the woods for the next 6 to 12 months does not mean we're out of the woods forever, right? Like, again, we're kicking the can down a road here a little bit. And I know despite Elon Musk's best efforts, the government is going to continue to print money. Inflation will probably continue to rise again, which means problems may be coming further down the track. But what this episode is about is what's going to happen in the next 3 to 6 to 12 months. That's what we're focused on. And by watching inflation and interest rates, you can potentially set yourself up for success here.
Okay, now let's focus on the crypto-specific macro headlines that we're seeing that is getting swept under the rug because everybody's paying attention to the negative headlines. And I don't know, maybe that's just what humans like to do. They like they like to feel what fear feels like. But that's wrong. That's not how you should be looking at this. What you should be looking at is the Genius Bill, the Genius Act that just passed the Senate. That is going to lead to a influx of liquidity flowing into the crypto ecosystem with trillions of dollars worth of liquidity from these stable coins. Like, that is just absolutely massive.
Yeah, if you looked at some comments made by CEOs of Shopify and Stripe and a bunch of large international e-commerce leaders, not only is the stablecoin as an accepted form of payment coming, but they've already, the building blocks are already in place. Like, these guys, these are forward thinkers. They know what's going to happen in the future. They could see that this was going to be passed. In the future, in the not too distant future, I would imagine you will be able to buy and sell goods on Shopify, via Stripe. PayPal already has their own stablecoin. It's all going to be done with stablecoins because it's the easiest form of international cross-border payments. Everyone is getting into crypto. Everyone's going to have stablecoins. Why can you not buy and sell goods on Shopify, on e-commerce sites without stablecoins? It's because they need the legislation. And that's why this administration, love them or hate them, has been so bullish for crypto, because they are passing actual bills which will make crypto and stablecoins an accepted form of global payments. And that is going to be the Trojan horse for everyone to actually get into crypto, because it's like, okay, well, I have Canadian dollars, I have American dollars, I have euros. Well, I got the exchange rate. Well, no, stablecoins. That is going to be a massive, massive catalyst for retail and institutional money to flow in. And it's about to happen. So you got to position yourself before the tidal wave comes.
A second headline that just hit is the U.S. Federal Housing Finance Agency issues order to count Bitcoin and crypto as an asset for mortgages. That means crypto is now involved in mortgages. Mm-hmm. That is going to be a $600 trillion industry over the next decade. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you have this massive agency that overlooks billions, if not trillions of dollars in the US now accepting Bitcoin and crypto as a form of, you know, asset to be backing these mortgages, that is, when you tie in now the Genius Act, these are two massive catalysts that are really going to propel a lot of these altcoins, Ethereum, Bitcoin, all these things, like, you know, a lot further than they are now.
Yeah, I mean, you just see, like, I think something like 3% of all Bitcoin in existence was accumulated by institutions last year. I think we're going to see something similar start to happen with Ethereum through all these spot Ethereum ETFs soon. So Ethereum could catch up to Bitcoin. So we see a potentially favorable macro environment for the stock market in the USA. We see a potential favorable macro environment for crypto and Bitcoin. But now let's look to the charts, right? Because we say, okay, look, we're an overall bullish, but let's look at the Bitcoin chart, let's look at the Ethereum chart, and let's look at some different altcoin charts to potentially have some trading ideas. And before we get into this, one, you should know that we're doing all of our trading now, crypto futures, leverage trading on Blowfin. You're going to get the best trading setups, the best deals, all that kind of stuff through our referral link in the description. And if we haven't touched on some altcoin charts that you want to see, make sure to comment so we can analyze those altcoin charts next episode.
Yeah, let us know in the comments what altcoins you want us to have a look at, because I think we're going to do some really good due diligence here, and it's going to set you guys up perfectly when you're trading on Blowfin. So I think maybe the first thing we should jump to is Bitcoin and have a look at what we're seeing there, because that is the granddaddy of them all. Mm-hmm. Really, because Bitcoin does drive the market, and if Bitcoin's doing well, really well, then the rest of the market tends to do well.
Yep.
Bitcoin not doing so well, well, it's not good for alts, is it?
That's not good. So let's take a zoomed out look at Bitcoin right now. It was something I shared on Twitter last week when everyone was mass panicking. There was a huge support line at 98K. So there was a massive rejection at 98K back in February that sent us into that multi-month kind of bearish trend. And that was kind of, you know, people were saying, oh, it's all over, blah, blah. It was the headline there was the trade war. But really, there was a huge rejection. You can see it in the charts. Bitcoin rejected from 98K. And then we pumped all the way back up to all-time highs. And then as soon as we were getting back down to that huge, it was resistance, now support, 98K, that's when everyone flipped bearish. Of course, we bounced there. And now we're kind of back in between like the 100, 110K range-ish. So this, I think, is a potential turning point for Bitcoin, because if you look at the liquidity, where is it sitting?
Yeah, so if you pull up the heat map here, we use High Block Capital because if we find it brings in the best data for us. But there's a ton of liquidity sitting now right between 113K and 115K, which is right where that resistance lies, but also where all the short liquidations have been piling in, and that's where their stop losses are sitting. Mm-hmm. The price of Bitcoin tends to move towards these liquidation levels because it makes the exchanges a lot of money. You know, we have millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, sitting at this 113 to 115K region. Mm-hmm. It's the closest to the current price, and we foresee this ending up at 113K plus. But once we break through that and we reach all-time highs, you know, it could be a clear sailing from there.
Yeah, I think so, 100%. So I think right now, potentially range bound between 100. If it goes back down to 100, I'm probably going to be doing some leverage longs. If it breaks out from 110K, look at that 113 to 115K for liquidity grab and potential back down, or it could blast through to all-time highs. So there's a few different scenarios here.
Okay, now let's jump into Ethereum, because this ultimately, if Ethereum's performing well, then in theory, the rest of the altcoin market should perform quite well. Mm-hmm. When you pull up the Ethereum chart, you can see that it is now forming a higher low from bouncing off that bottom there. It did several weeks ago when it was sitting around 1300. We're now trading around 2400. So this is quite the move, and it's quite substantial.
So this is a trade setup that I shared at the Discord. And if you're always looking for more trade setups, join our Discord. The link is in the description. I said, look, Ethereum looks to be breaking out. There is a potential trade setup. If it can reclaim that 2440, 2450 level, I'm looking at targets of 2800 and 3000. It seems to be a very clear support and resistance line. And with the potential bullishness of Bitcoin, I personally see my bias is bullish here. So I shared that setup again on the 1, 3, and 6 month timeframes. ETH has the most liquidity built up in the 2800 to 3000 levels. So I'm looking for a reclaim of that 2440, 2450 for ETH. I'm long there, and I'm looking for targets of 28 to 3000.
Yeah, the heat map again on HiBlock shows a ton of liquidity to be grabbed at 3,000. Ultimately, our targets sit around 4,000, so you could really sit in a long position here. One thing I identified on the chart that I wanted to just bring up quickly was if you pull up the daily and you get the 20 and 50 EMAs up there, there was a cross that occurred. And this is kind of, I posted this on Twitter several years ago. I noticed the cross, and this is somewhere when Bitcoin was trading around 20K. And when this cross occurred, there was a Bitcoin fell back underneath the cross, and everybody's like, oh, they started to panic, right? But then Bitcoin ripped tonight like 200% since that point. Ethereum's sitting in the exact same position right now after being in a long-term downtrend. Ethereum has fallen 70% since its all-time high, and it is now sitting in that exact same position that Bitcoin was sitting on March 11th, 2023. And I think this could actually send Ethereum to 10,000 plus.
I like it. That would be big for our altcoins, baby.
That's it.
All right. So now let's move into a couple of large cap altcoins. We're going to be sharing two different setups here. One is a very well-performing altcoin, and typically in bull markets, strength can continue. So we like that one. And we're also going to be sharing a setup for an altcoin that potentially looks bottomed out and could be riding the tailwinds of other catalysts, which we've mentioned in the episode. So we'll start with the high performer, and that's a token that we talked about this. We did a truth about this episode months ago, back when it was sitting well below its current price, and that's HYPE, Hyperliquid. This has become like the number one DeFi play. There was that whole, it gets a lot of exposure on social media because people create these crazy long and short positions like that James Wing guy. It's probably all just marketing by HYPE. But anyway, it works. And the token has been very well performing. You can see a good way to track which tokens are performing well is as soon as the market bounces, look at the ones that bounce the fastest because you know the money is coming in there. So I've been buying HYPE spot for months ago. I'm sitting in a nice position, but I'm starting to look for leverage trades here on HYPE because it bounces very quick. So one thing I'm looking at the HYPE chart is that it keeps bouncing off the 20 EMA on the daily. So that's an easy long position for me. Whenever it taps that, I'm long. And in the event of a potential, you know, quote unquote black swan, that it does dip below that, it's going to tag the 50 EMA. And that's when you can do like a seriously leveraged long because HYPE bounces back super quick. So it keeps on this uptrend. If you look at the chart, it keeps bouncing off that 20 EMA daily. If you do potentially get that 50 EMA tap, that's your, you know, all in leverage.
Yeah, 20 and 50 EMA is just like, they're absolute gold and have been guiding us through this bull market this entire time. One thing, a couple things I just wanted to highlight here is if you go to DeFi Llama, the TVL has increased from 150 mil on HYPE to $2 billion in half a year. Like this is a platform that's seen exponential growth. Again, this is on top of the technical analysis we just provided. Did you know that they sit third in revenue out of all the protocols, yeah, only behind Circle and Tether?
It's crazy.
They're generating $64 million over the past 30 days. They've done $500 million since inception. This is a project that is actually doing something, yeah, right? And token unlocks. You're not going to see any token unlocks with this platform until the end of November. So that gives us another several months of leeway before we see a daily inflation of the token. So I think you can ride this thing at least until December 1st.
Mm-hmm. I like that. So that one has been performing well, but there are some setups that we like on HYPE. Now let's move into one that is bottomed out, but could potentially ride the tailwinds of the Ethereum catalyst, Ethereum ETF that we like, and that's Athena.
Yeah, Athena, look, this is a clear Ethereum beta play. If you look at the chart on the daily, the weekly, the monthly, this thing has formed a perfect double bottom. Like it doesn't get any better of a position to be purchasing this at. It's trading below the 20 and the 50 AMA on the weekly and the daily. Mm-hmm. However, although that is happening, you know, we just spoke about HYPE and how it's above the EMA. A lot of times you'll find that these altcoins will actually come back and retest, at least from the bottom. So we will still see a massive move to the upside just to even retest the bottom. If it breaks above them, then look, it gets back to all-time highs. That could be serious profit.
Yeah, I mean, look, just look at the zoomed out chart of Athena. It is sitting near all-time lows. I think anything spot or leveraged long below like 24 cents is a great buy. Of course, none of this is financial advice. We're just saying this is what we're doing. You guys need to do your own research. You know, crypto trading is risky, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, look, I think I see a great double bottom here. And then when you look at the macro tailwinds, I think Ethereum could be one of the ones that outperforms. I know everyone's super bearish on Ethereum because it hasn't performed well, but that doesn't mean it won't. So if Ethereum rips like we think it will, then Athena will absolutely rip because it's basically the top DeFi play on Ethereum.
Yeah, look, it has a hidden bullish divergence on a weekly with the price decreasing and the RSI increasing. If you pull up the monthly chart, there's two wicks that need to get filled. So it puts my price targets at $1.10 and $1.30 for Athena, which is currently trading somewhere around 25 cents.
I like it. So, hey, there's our four charts that we analyzed today. Like we said earlier, if there's any altcoin charts you want us to analyze next time we do this, let us know in the comments.
Hey, make sure you guys tune into the next episode,
because that one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.